Hello, and welcome back to Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And this time, acting at the mercy of your whims will be Adam Smith, Mike Bancole, Ian Salmon, and Grace Maley. And we're going to have a lovely time. We've got lots of exciting things to talk about the past, about the future, about the present, and we'll enjoy doing so. But let's dive straight in to LFC present. Before we do, I'll just quickly tell you the rules of this show. We talk about what you voted for, democracy rules here, but you get one buyout per show. If you don't want to talk about what's won out in the public vote, you can talk about another one of the categories within that theme, but you have to just use it once, so use it wisely. You never know what might be coming up in general sport or the random category towards the end. But let's get going with LFC present. And there was an obvious winner. The ones to vote between were Julian Ward, returning players, or Diaz. And obviously everybody wanted to talk about Diaz, our Colombian star. So I'll come to you first, Adam. I was reading an independent article today on my lunch break while I was getting ready for this, talking about Diaz's output before coming to us being very similar to Salah's, Mane's and Jota's for their two seasons before joining us, and talking about how the numbers that he's got are already impressive, but they are scalable, and talking about him being kind of far from his ceiling, being at a prime age to develop. And all of this is getting me very excited. How excited are you?
I'm going to play my wild card, actually. No, I just like it when you do that big spiel and then somebody does play the wild card. It's my favourite part of the show. Look, I'm really excited. I have to say, I'm not the sort of person that tries to blag that they know lots about a player unless I'm doing one of the gutter shows, in which case I always blag it. But I don't know. I know of him. And I know that I remember seeing him play for Porto and thinking he was quite exciting when we played them. But I've been more excited since reading about the words of people that know a lot more than me about football and why they're really excited that we've signed him. And I think ultimately, with this sort of thing, it's really interesting when you sign a player from a league that perhaps isn't as strong as the Premier League, which I think is not outrageous to say about the Portuguese league. You kind of have to look at the underlying numbers on something like that to see kind of how many shots they're taking, what their expected goals are like, all those sorts of things, just to get a bit more of a sense. And as you say, all of the underlying numbers are up there with Sadio and with Mo before we sign them. And I think I'm not normally a glass half full kind of person, but I'm going to look at this as a signing to bolster our ranks in the forward play rather than to be one where we're maybe replacing somebody further down the line. I'm going to be more positive than that. And I think, look, if Sadio's performance at the AFCON is a sign that he's not dead yet, then long may that sort of thing continue.